first.
Right. If you have thunder and lightning with this, it's a
thunderstorm.
The wind began to blow, and it just
blew and blew and blew.
Yeah, I think someone might ask you, did it hard? Did it
blow hard?
Yes, but it has
blown.
Hard for this. What about a steady drizzle? Would you refer to it as
a slow rain?
A slow rain. What? You start. What's the very lightest rain you can have?
A mist.
Then a little heavier than that.
It's a drizzle.
Then a little heavier. Okay, let's see. The very hardest rain you can have is
a pour down type of thing.
All right. Now, does a pour down go on and on and on for a while?
Well, it
does. More than a cloudburst? Does it last longer than a cloudburst?
Well, I wouldn't think so. I think it could all mean about the same thing. A pour down rain could be a cloudburst. No, it would just be a heavier rain than just a general rain. A general rain, we speak of it as one that lasts, say, a day and a night.
Good.
You know, just not thunder and lightning in it, just a general rain. We don't have them very much anymore, but we used to, especially in May. I've known it to rain just 3 days. I was down here the first year we bought this cabin, and we stayed down here about 3 days, and it rained 3 days and nights, just a general rain, you know, no thunder and lightning, just rain. We just wouldn't go home. We said, well, we're down here, we'll just stay, it's raining, we couldn't do anything at home anyway. But that's what we call a general rain.
My mother used that expression, too.
General rain.
I think I do, too, as I think about it. Then the hardest thing, probably the storm.
It'd be a lot of lightning and thunder and blowing. That's what I would call a storm.
Down here, I guess they also have...
Thunderstorm, and then there's hurricanes. We used to call those storms. Now they're hurricanes, but when we were kids, it was just a storm.
That means wind and hard rain.
Wind and hard rain.
Like
we have...
I saw what happened there.
Oh, Camille. You just couldn't believe that what we went through.
You get up in the morning and you can't see across the road, you'd say, oh, it sure is.
It's foggy.
And that stuff in the air is
smog. We don't have smog here, of course, like, you know. In town they might have a little smog, but we don't have smog. We just have fog because we have
no smoke
or anything.
If it hasn't rained in a long while, you'd say, oh, we're really having a
drought.
Now, do you use dry spell?
Yeah.
All right, now, is a dry spell as long as a drought?
Well, yes, it would be. I would think it would be
the same thing.
I wonder how long
it has to go without raining before you say drought.
Well, weeks.
Weeks?
We really have had a drought this summer. We had almost 8 weeks we went without rain.
Mm. Well, now,
so that's a drought, and that's a dry spell. Same thing.
Same thing. Now, if it had gone 2 weeks without raining, would you say drought?
No, I would say it's dry, we need a rain.
About 3 weeks?
No.
After a month of no rain?
Yeah, I think I would say so, yes. I think so.
Then you'd start probably saying a drought.
We really have a drought. Drought. I can't even say it.
Would it be according to length or according maybe to damage? If you start seeing things dry up,
then I think it would be damage, more or less.
Okay, so then when you'd probably start saying drought is when you start
damage,
feeling
see
the effects
of
drought.
Yeah, that's right.